Every team, every topic, everywhere. This is Believe.
Hello and welcome to the Fangirls Podcast, a place for fun, fandoms, friendship, and most importantly, fangirling. I'm Julie, and buckle up, fans, because today we are chatting all about this year's Paley Fest. And when I say we, I mean me and both of our lovely correspondents. Welcome back to the show, Miss Melinda and Miss China. Welcome back, friends.
Hi, thank you for having us. Long time no see.
Hello, what's going on?
We went to Paley Fest and it was
yeah, we did.
So much fun. That being said, so you've been to four
Paley I've been Fest? To four. Yeah, four.
All right. What made you become a member?
So I'm a nerd. Okay. If I wasn't as apparent as it is on this podcast, I'm super nerdy. And when we lived in LA, Paley Fest just kind of like came up during that time where we were like looking for all these different events to go to. And you know, we would do the AFI Film Festival and in like the Newport Beach Film Festival. And like, so we were doing all that stuff. And the Paley Center kind of just, I don't know how it came across. I subscribe to a lot of random emails, a lot of little film nerdy stuff in LA. So like sometimes I'll just get random emails and stuff. And I think the Paley Center came across my email. Marvelous Mrs. Maisel is such an amazing show. And that was announced for that year that it had come across my email. So I was like, you know what? Let's just go to one of these events. I don't know anything about this nonprofit. Let's just go and end up becoming a member shortly after that. Paley Center is a nonprofit that like wants to preserve our media and showcase like the influence media has on our culture and society. And sometimes specifically like TV and like media of that nature, to showcase the influence that media and TV has on our culture is amazing and phenomenal, and like half the things I studied in college. So fully support everything the Paley Center does. And I just became a member, and it, you know, has allowed me to take you to events. And like, obviously we are huge fans of a lot of the shows that they put on. And, you know, when they announced the lineup for this year, I think I texted you directly because we called it. Didn't we say Loki was going to be there? Like we called it.
So between you and Melinda, we're super in sync with each other in terms of, okay, what shows are ending or have ended? And you're like, okay, there's Ted Lasso, there's Loki, and you guys were just both naming them on, and you guys both really settled on Loki. And I was like, I don't know, they haven't done anything Marvel, really. Would they go that route? And I was like, because that fandom is huge. Well, they did cover Mandalorian, and that's it. They'll cover Star Wars. They can't rule out Marvel.
I love that we called it.
Yeah, you guys did.
Oh yeah. And like the morning of, like trying to get tickets, being a member, you're given like early access to the tickets. And that morning, I like made sure to have that morning off of work. And it was like a full on like, oh, it's thing. Oh no, this is how you do it. How do we get on? What seats to get? Oh my God, I got tickets. Like it was such a rush. I felt like this was my version of going to Comic-Con and trying to for like D23. These are my Taylor Swift tickets that like, yes, I did not know I could possibly get. Yeah, this is where we're at. I'm very dedicated about getting tickets. This is where I'm at.
And they were amazing seats.
Oh, they were the best. We were so close. We were seventh row.
Yeah, seventh row on the right-hand side.
Yeah, orchestra right, yeah.
Yeah, and I could see the seat where Ryan Gosling serenaded Margot Robbie at the Oscars with, yeah, I'm Just Ken.
Yeah, we were right. We were in that section.
And we even saw some really fun confetti fall from that performance.
Yes.
So just saying.
Yes.
That's how close, yes, we were. That being said, the panel that we ended up going to was Loki.
It was.
It was a truly one-of-a-kind experience to be that close to the God of Mischief and Lightning McQueen.
Lightning McQueen.
Under the roof of where the Oscars are held. Chef's kiss. That being said, I'm ready for some tea. Are you ready for some tea?
Absolutely. Pour the tea.
All right. This is the part of the show where we spill the tea. This means spoilers. So we are about to spill all the juicy details about this year's Paley Fest. All right, Melinda, Loki is your Roman Empire. During season one, I don't think we left a stone unturned between texts, chats, memes, TikToks, you name it. It happened between us. So with this being your first Paley Fest, what are your initial thoughts?
First thing that comes to mind is I finally got to see Tom Hiddleston live in person. Never, ever thought that was going to happen. He's always in New York City. for Comic-Con. He's hardly ever here in California. Overall, I was impressed with how smooth the ticket entry and the seating was, the way that they handled everyone with the tickets. We were in our seats within a matter of minutes if you take out the waiting in line for drinks and the red
Yeah,
carpet. It
exactly.
wasn't bad. Like security, a breeze. But it was very interesting to hear what they had to say about working on the show, about their characters. I would definitely go to Paley Fest again for sure. One thing I would do differently is probably get to that stairwell faster to see the red carpet because I am short.
Now, I know you and I spoke earlier about this, but there were some missed opportunities that they did not touch on this panel. And I know for me, Loki came out during phase five of Marvel, which we're currently still in. And phase five was phase fiving in season two of Loki. And it wasn't until the second to last episode where things really picked up. But the big reveal in the season finale was Loki's costume. And this is the Loki God of Stories costume. And they did a beautiful job acknowledging the costume designer when Sophia DiMartino said, spoke with the designer. She accommodated to my needs because I had just had a baby. And they didn't even try and touch on the God of Stories costume, which I was like, are you kidding me? This is what the fans wanted. And like Tom kind of slightly said, oh yeah. And then I got a new costume. I was in the variant khakis forever, and then I got this, and then that was the end of it. There wasn't, I got to see sketches, I got to do X amount of fittings, we talked about material, color pattern. No, there was none of that. Huge missed opportunity.
I remember when we were watching the first seasons of the Marvel shows on Disney Plus, Wanda got a new costume. Sam got a new costume. Like everyone got a new costume except for Loki. And I was like, when is this going to happen? I remember asking you this. And it happened in season two. And the fandom, we lost our minds. Like this was the biggest thing for us to happen in that moment. And not only that, but to acknowledge the God of Stories.
And tag on to that, when they started talking about the special effects and what went into the design of the loom and how hard the special effects team worked on the ribbons when everybody was starting to dissolve, why didn't they touch on Yggdrasil and how beautifully that was done? And that would have been a perfect segue from Loki's costume into just the beautiful Easter egg that Yggdrasil was. And for those of you who don't know, Yggdrasil is the tree of life in Norse mythology, which is tied to Loki's story, hence Loki, God of Stories. It was just a huge missed opportunity in my eyes. Serious question time. What's your favorite Paley Fest that you've attended so far?
It's the Mandalorian
There we go. Yeah.
panel. That's what I said. Like the thing about the Mandalorian panel is I felt like Dave Filoni and Jon Favreau, if they're not already giant Star Wars fans who just happen to also work for Star Wars and create Star Wars, like they're so nerdy about this that they were really trying to not tell us stuff, but tell us stuff. And like they kept looking at each other like, should we do it? Should we not do it? It was amazing. And it was also like the weekend before Star Wars Celebration last year, right? There's just fans who also want to talk to other fans. I love that vibe. It was so fun to watch on stage. And for Paley Fest to not only have gotten, again, Dave Filoni and Jon Favreau on stage talking about Star Wars, we were really close. And like, there is no way I could have gotten any closer at any like bigger Star Wars event. I love the Paley Fest for that kind of stuff and making things way more accessible, which is nice.
No,
So,
you're wrong.
Mandalorian by far is mine. Out of the three you and I have gone to, what's your favorite?
I think Mandalorian is also like my favorite. Emily in Paris is a very close second.
I was gonna say that too. I was like, Emily in Paris was a fun time.
Yeah.
Like that cast is so much fun. And it was the first time I got to take you, which I always love taking people for the first time to like nerd events because it's like a different part of my life and my world that like people don't go to as see. I mean, granted, like I'm at the movies all the time, but like going to like film festivals with me or like panels with me, that's a whole different level of friendship. And
To
it's like, oh, you're
see
nerdy too? Like, let's go.
you also got to go to the Avatar Last Airbender panel.
It was a good time. I took my sister, her boyfriend, and a friend of ours, Kristen Hubble, who are all huge fans of the animated series Avatar: The Last Airbender, which such a good show. What I didn't realize when we went is that Hubble did not see the live action show at all before we went. And at Paley Fest, they show you an episode, usually the last episode. So you get to see on this huge screen, this huge stage. And for shows like Mandalorian, Loki, Avatar The Last Airbender, that are only premiered on streaming sites, you know, you're watching it on your iPad, your TV or whatnot, to see it on a huge screen, to see it with the Dolby Theater sound, to see it with a bunch of fans who are also hyped is always probably the dopest part of Paley Fest. We got there super early, as we do. We did the green screen, the 3D green screen, for the Loki panel, we just stood there and it was a picture of Tom Hiddleston.
Right.
Right. For the Avatar, it was, you were in the fight with them. You got to like have a fighting pose. It was so funny. We were like literally the first people to do it because we got in so early. And then, you know, we obviously went and got a themed drink. If you know me, I love me a good themed drink. We got them for the Loki. The Loki drinks were good.
Yeah. It was like the Midori Sours.
Yeah. It was like a Midori Sour. Yeah. It was good. The one for the Avatar Last Airbender was called Water Spirit. Yeah. Water Spirit. It was very clever. And it was like a blue Hawaiian. It was pretty good. My sister is so cute. She's like 5'9", so little, and like so excited about everything. She's very nerdy. My sister cosplays. Like, she's super nerdy. I remember I'm talking to Hubble. All of a sudden, I just hear my sister squeal. I turn, and she's like pointing like down there where to her boyfriend, and the entire cast had walked by, like not on the red carpet, like in perfect view from where we were standing, and she was waving and they were waving back at her. It was so cute. She was like they were like having a whole moment. And then, you know, going into the theater, we had closer seats than what you and I had for Loki.
Really?
Like for Loki, we were row 7 for the Avatar: The Last Airbender. Not only were we fifth row, we were on the edge of the fifth row. So we are basically at the center of the stage.
And now that you set that bar for them, they're like, I don't know how you beat this. I literally don't.
Yeah, literally. And I think I need to stop like one-upping myself because I'm at this point, we got to be on stage. Like, I don't know how to make this.
We're going to be moderating next time, guys.
Yeah, exactly. Like, it goes from pros. You know, we're going to be on stage next time.
We don't care what panel. We will be on stage.
The guy who plays Uncle Iroh, who's also Captain Carson, the pilot from Mandalorian. Yes. He's amazing, one. And also he was wearing a Star Wars jacket, which was hilarious. And he had this moment where he talked about how he was from Canada, which I didn't know, one. And how he basically was like a latchkey kid where they like, you know, the parents would go off and like the TV would be your babysitter situation.
Oh, yeah.
Crazy to me. And he was like, and someone told me today that like they give out the Oscars like on this stage, like the one that I'm standing on right now. Like he was just, you could tell he was having a whole nerd moment as well, which was super cute. Yeah. The whole panel just was so cute and very sweet, very innocent. The moderator definitely, you could tell, was also a fan. And she kind of was like, not to give any spoilers of the next two seasons, because the next two seasons have already been announced that they're doing it. She started asking all these questions, like trying to see what they would say, but they really couldn't, they really don't know. They can't really see it. It honestly was just announced a month or two ago that they're going to do a second and third season, which I'm hyped for. But I think the live action show did the animated show justice and did series. I cannot wait to see what these group of humans are going to do with it, because they are just so sweet and love it so much and are so dedicated to like doing it right.
Next serious question. Top two favorite things from this year's Paley Fest.
One of them was Tom was asked about the TVA.
Okay.
And in response, he said the TVA is all about time and they're running out of it. And I don't know why, but that, I think I'm paraphrasing, but that sentence, I like typed it down into my iPhone. I was like, that's like, he said a lot of philosophical things that day. He was very serious. And that leads into my second highlight, which is the moderator asked Sophia, like, what would Sylvie do after everything ended? And she was explaining how her initial thought was, well, Sylvie would just want to get something to eat. Like, she would just want to get a burger. And that's how Sylvie ended up at McDonald's in season 2. But then here comes Tom Hiddleston with his whole, Well, part of Loki's nature is that he's never really satisfied. And if he gets everything that he wants, is he still satisfied? And Owen Wilson going, yeah, if I give my dog every single toy and treat they want, they're still not going to be happy about it. And Sophia then goes, can I change my answer?
Yeah, right.
Another highlight of mine was the confetti falling from the ceiling. I think we all agree that it was probably from the Oscars.
Oh, yeah.
From the I'm Just Ken performance, but they started counting them, and you could hear us in the audience start to chuckle because we could see it falling before they could.
Right.
And it was just everyone acknowledging these small nuances that occurred. It kind of brought everything together.
Off the Lightning McQueen comment, everyone in the audience was like Loki gear, Marvel gear. Then the one guy in like the Lightning McQueen racer jacket. I loved him. I loved him so much. I was like, yes, Owen Wilson, all the ka-chows. Like, we're doing
Yeah.
it. Love a fan like that.
Last question. So now that you've experienced Paley Fest, who do you want to see at the next Paley Fest?
Only murders in the building.
Ooh, that would be so
Oh,
good.
that'd be so good.
And it's their last season.
I would love to see them.
Okay. I would love to see a Bridgerton panel, but I want them to bring everybody. Bring the Duke and Daphne out. Bring Anthony and Kate out. Bring everybody. I think the fan base is definitely there.
Yeah.
Like you, I feel like you will sell out the Dolby Theater for that for sure. And then I was thinking, like, what else is coming out? Wednesday would be cool.
Ooh, that's a good
You know what
one.
I'm saying? Like, Wednesday would be dope to have there. I don't know. What do you think? What would you be excited to see?
I was thinking upload.
Okay. Cool. Yeah, this season's already announced, isn't it?
Yeah, season
Yeah,
four.
yeah.
What about Marvel's What If? They would have to bring everybody out.
Everybody? Ew, that'd be insane.
So we're going to manifest those and put it out into the universe, aka at Paley Fest. Please
Yeah.
hear our
Yeah.
cry. This was so much fun, and
We'll be
I
there next
mean,
year. It's gonna
we'll be
happen.
there. Yeah. And now it is time for the spotlight of the week. Looking for a quick and honest review on an upcoming movie? Check out Parking Lot Reviews, where our lovely correspondent, Miss China, gives her hot take on a variety of movies the moment she leaves the theater. Follow Parking Lot Reviews on TikTok and Instagram at Parking Lot Reviews. The Fangirls Podcast is brought to you by Believe Podcast Network, and we want to thank you for listening to our podcast. Be sure to tune in every Wednesday on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you listen to podcasts for a new, fun fandom episode of the Fangirls Podcast. We here at the Fangirls Podcast are not affiliated with the following: Paley Center, Paley Fest, the Dolby Theater, or anything else we mentioned today, especially Taco Bell. We're just really big fans.
Thank you for listening to Believe. You can show support to your host by subscribing to the show and giving us a 5-star rating on your preferred platform. Check us out at Believe.com and search for BLEAV on YouTube.
You know when you're listening to a true crime story that has an unbelievable plot twist that makes you stop in your tracks? That's what our podcast, People Are the Worst, brings you with each episode. I'm Rachel.
And I'm Rebecca. We're identical twins who love true crime cases that make you say, "Didn't see that coming," and we hate the people responsible for them. Listen to People Are the Worst now on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.